time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Price City Council member Amy Knott Jesperson, and we are going to talk about International Days because it's coming. It's coming really close. It's coming right at you. Amy, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Let's go. We're ready to go. It's, you know, the end of July, and there's probably still, I'm sure there's a few things that still need to be taken care of, right?
There are. This is an event that is 6 months in the works. So we start meeting in January at the very beginning of the year, and we meet every month, and we've got a huge committee, and it's city employees, and it's the college and other community members, the radio station. There's so many people involved in putting on International Days, and it's such a big event that we want to make sure it's well publicized, that everybody knows about it, and that nobody misses out on all the fun things that we have going on.
Now you got to have all your bases covered, that's for sure. Now, first and foremost, let's talk about the parade.
Okay.
Because the parade is always the big deal of the year. Everybody loves the International Days Parade, and you're going to have a little bit of a different parade route this year, correct?
Yeah, so this year, because of the bridge construction on First North, that First North overpass, we are ending the parade a block sooner, so it's going to end at Carbon Avenue. So we encourage people to not set up on that block between Carbon Avenue and
First West.
So if you set up there, you're going to miss the parade. So set up east of Carbon Avenue, anywhere along that parade route.
Okay, and so there's all that. Now, if someone wants to be in the parade, is there still time to get in it?
Yes, there are still spots. There's plenty of spots. We love, you know, our International Days Parade is huge. It's our biggest parade of the year. We always have a lot of really fun and interesting entries, and it's not too late to sign up. So give all the information's on Price City's website. It should be a link right at the bottom of the homepage. And Megan Marshall is our parade coordinator. She does an amazing job. Amazing. This woman's amazing. Just contact her. You can contact me. My email is all over the webpage, so I'm easy to find.
So if you want to be in the parade, it's just a matter of going to the Price City webpage.
Right.
And follow all the links and get everything hooked up there. Now, along with the parade, after the parade, everybody always congregates at the park, and the park needs vendors.
Yeah, we've still got spots, a few spots left for vendors. So if you have something you want to sell, if you're a crafter, if you've got information that you want to get out there, if you've got a great product, sign up. Be a vendor. There's a nominal fee, and there's tons of people that visit. One of our huge draws at the park is a carnival. So City of Fun is going to be our carnival provider this year. And they do huge events. So they are about twice as big as the carnival that we had last year. City of Fun does the state fair, and they are planning on bringing 12 rides, like four or five game vendors and a couple of food vendors. And so that's besides all the food vendors that we have. So we've got a ton of food vendors, kind of a really international taste this year. We've got crepe expectations. We've got Hawaiian, you know, the Polynesian rice bowls. We've got taco trucks. We've got all kinds of stuff besides your usual carnival fare. You've got barbecue. We've just got everything. You know, whatever you're craving, it will be at the park. So come on up. Yeah, there's still spots open for food and for, you know, just regular vendors. So that information is also on Price City's webpage, bottom of the homepage, the International Days link.
Okay. Now that we've got all that out of the way, let's talk about International Days itself. When does it kick off? What day? And what can we look forward to?
Okay. So it starts with our opening ceremonies on Thursday, July 25th at 7 p.m. at the Peace Gardens. So this is when we have our welcome. We have we recognize our Grand Marshal and Citizen of the Year and our Junior Grand Marshals. And it's just our big kickoff. That we've got a concert. Angela Murray is doing an American tribute.
I happen to know her.
You do?
I happen to know a couple of guys that are going to be in that.
Great. So are you going to be in that?
I may possibly be in that.
Fabulous.
So that's for another interview, though.
But we're looking forward to a great show,
it'll
Dave.
It'll be fun. It'll
no
be fun.
Pressure.
We're having a lot of fun doing it. So.
And then, after the concert, we'll have fireworks approximately 9:45 p.m. So It should be plenty dark by then. So we're starting a little bit later this year, ending a little bit later, so there's not such a huge gap between the end of the concert and the beginning of the fireworks. So 7 p.m., Thursday, July 25th. And then the festivities at the park start Friday, the 26th, continue through Saturday, the 27th.
There's so much that's going on as part
so
of
much.
This. You know, we've posted the poster on our web pages and on our Facebook pages. Get on there and find something that, you know, I always just enjoy going and hanging out in the park on Saturday. Because yeah. There's music, there's plenty of food, there's games, there's all kinds of fun stuff. And that's really what International Days is all about.
We've got fabulous entertainment lined up. One of the biggest draws and that people love is our world-famous So You Think You Can Sink contest.
Yeah, I know a guy who will be there for that, too.
Sponsored by this radio station.
We're going to have fun with that. It's always a lot of fun.
It's a
you know,
blast.
You know, I believe this is the fifth annual one. Me and a friend of mine actually won it one year and now I can't be in it anymore, but it's a lot of fun. Get on out and have a great time in the park on Saturday, Friday too. But Saturday is the park is where it's at after the parade, of course.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's so much going on. There's really too much to talk about on the radio. So go to our website, go to our Facebook page, Price City's Facebook page, Price City's website, which is PriceCityUtah.com, and you'll see the whole poster, the flyer, the list of all the activities and the entertainment.
And with that, we're going to take a deep breath. And don't worry, because we're going to have you back in again the closer that it gets, and we'll kind of talk about some of the finalized stuff. But International Days is coming at us. It's going to be a great time, because it always is.
Sounds good. I'll be back.
There you go. And Amy, thank you for coming in and spending some time with us today and letting people know what's going on.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now for this and more Castle Country Focus interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.